Yesterday evening around 3:30, authorities with the Howe County Sheriff's Office asked for the public's assistance in locating 11-year-old Kalen Keith Jackson. According to reports, Kalen had gone missing yesterday evening around a residence on Private Road 1511 in Pomona. Kalen was found yesterday evening around 7:20. It was believed that Kalen had run away from home. The Howe County Sheriff's Office would like to thank all who were in assistance in getting Kalen home. And a Caulfield man was taken into custody following a disturbance on County Road 7320 on December the 23rd, according to the Howe County Sheriff's Office. Deputies responded just before midnight after witnesses reported Ty Carter was allegedly under the influence of drugs and hallucinating. According to the incident report, Carter was confronted by a relative identified as Victim 1 over his behavior. Witnesses told Sergeant Seth R. Smith that Carter pushed the victim before running into nearby woods. Victim 1 stated Carter had been talking to people who were not present and confirmed she wished to press charges. A second witness also reported seeing Carter shove the victim. As deputies gathered written statements, Carter reportedly reappeared from the tree line and returned to the residence. Sergeant Smith noticed Carter appeared to be under the influence based on his actions and responses. When deputies advised Carter he was under arrest for domestic assault, authorities say he refused commands and pulled away from Deputy Turnbull. Officers took Carter to the ground where he continued resisting by keeping his arms beneath him while being handcuffed. Carter was transported to the Howe County Jail and is charged with domestic assault in the third degree and resisting arrest. His bond was set at $25,000. And a Mountain Home man is facing multiple charges after being taken into custody by the Baxter County Sheriff's Office on Friday evening. According to jail records, 32-year-old Dustin Isaac Dearmore was booked into the Baxter County Jail at 6:06 on December the 26th following an incident in which he allegedly fled from authorities on foot. Dearmore is charged with felony fleeing on foot, failure to appear, and disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $930, and he remains held in the Baxter County Jail as of the last report. And the Willow Springs School District has selected one of its own to lead the district beginning next school year. Board of Education members have named Dr. John Johnson as the district's next superintendent. Dr. Johnson currently serves as the principal of the Willow Springs Middle School, a role he has held since 2020, where officials say he has focused on strengthening school culture, supporting teachers, and improving student outcomes. With nearly two decades of experience in education, Dr. Johnson previously spent 10 years as a high school principal in the Summersville R2 School District and held administrative roles in Salem and Crawford County. Throughout his career, he has emphasized strong instructional practices, data-driven improvements, and positive relationships with students, staff, parents, and the community. Dr. Johnson holds a doctorate in education administration from Lindenwood University, along with graduate degrees in education and educational administration. The district partnered with the Missouri School Boards Association to conduct the superintendent search. Dr. Johnson will officially assume the role of superintendent on July the 1st, 2026. And portions of Route 19 will be reduced to one lane next week as Missouri Department of Transportation crews work to replace culverts beneath the roadway. The impacted stretch runs between Route D and Route A and will include an 8-foot, 6-inch width restriction. Weather permitting, the project is scheduled to start on Monday, January the 5th and run through Friday, January the 9th, with crews working daily from 7 a.m. in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. MoDOT says the work zone will be clearly marked with signs and is urging motorists to use caution when traveling throughout the area. For more information on that, drivers may contact MoDOT's customer service center at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT. And to finish our news today, two Ozark communities are stepping in to help residents dispose of excess holiday packaging in the coming weeks. Both West Plains and Mammoth Spring will offer free pickup of cardboard boxes and wrapping paper, giving families a chance to clear out materials left over from Christmas. In Mammoth Spring, the service will run one day only. That's Monday, December the 29th. Residents are asked to place all cardboard and wrapping paper curbside by 7 a.m. to ensure pickup. West Plains residents will have a wider window. Crews will collect cardboard and wrapping paper January the 5th through January the 9th with materials to be placed out alongside regular trash pickup. Officials in both towns say the effort is intended to help families manage increased holiday waste while keeping recyclable materials out of landfills.